Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Dirt and Sprague continues.
I think I'm becoming lactose intolerant. Is that possible?
It's breakfast time with Dirt and Sprague.
Dude, I could choke down six of those easily.
Dirt and Sprague.
Eggs, breakfast, and go whoop ass.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here. Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. I will tell you, I don't like to say this publicly. Those Duck Grateful Dead gear is pretty
sick. Pretty spot on, man.
How are you not dropping a couple hundo?
I have not bought anything yet, but every time I see a picture or something, I'm like, man, I would wear the hell out of that.
You know, I don't know if you'll end up buying all of the gear, but if I was to equate it to the show, they're definitely the face card, and you are absolutely the fish.
They are going to lure me in and steal all my money this weekend, man.
Dude,
if I get there early enough for the pregame show, I will 100% walk over to the Duck store and just kind of peruse and see what they got available.
They got the teddy bears on there. They got the tie-dye t-shirt.
It's well-done stuff. You don't even have to like the Grateful Dead. It's badass that what they've done this
weekend. Do you know how many people don't listen to the Grateful Dead that's going to rock the Grateful Dead duck gear?
Yep.
And I'm going to say you're one of them.
Speaking of which, Dan Lanning will be on primetime today at 4 o'clock.
Hey, Dan, you ever played cards?
Hey, are you involved in the mob? Please don't, Dan.
Oof.
Are you a face card? If you are, stop being a face card. I'm pretty encouraged about the future. Don't
that
be a face card.
Dude has no time to play poker.
It's zero time.
It's football.
Also, one programming note coming up here in a bit. Ben Golliver will join the firm of Harrison Meringue at 10:45.
There we go.
This morning.
That's what we call synergy.
45 minutes into their show. They will have a guest on. Danny Meringue, he's woken up. He's tweeting. He's awake. So good morning. To everybody out there, if you're just getting in your car and wondering, hey, I wonder what the guys are talking about today. Anything interesting going on? Let me tell you something. I had a text from a buddy driving in. I was like 4 minutes away from the studio. I was listening to Terry Boyd's World over on KGON, our wonderful friends.
Hell yeah, brother.
Jamming out to some sticks, feeling good, getting the vibes going, drinking my coffee. And I had a text from a buddy that said, Chauncey Billups arrested by the FBI, and then spent the rest of my 3 or 4 minute commute, breaking the law and trying to read my phone and see what the hell is he talking about? What did Chauncey Billups get arrested for? Come running in. You guys are here and everybody's reacting. Chauncey Billups was arrested by the FBI this morning. There was a press conference that we aired on our show a little under 2 hours ago. If you want to go check that on the podcast or on our YouTube feed, you can just scroll back and listen to it. Some of it is not noteworthy. Some of it is very juicy, and we'll get to that audio here in a moment for those. He was among more than 30 people indicted this morning on two separate cases involving NBA figures. The other one, which as of now it did not appear Billups was involved in, allegedly used inside information to bet on basketball games. That's not the one connected to Billups, which I imagine is the only bit of positive news for the NBA today, is that a sitting head coach was not connected Pete Rose style to gambling on or against NBA teams. It's one thing for players to do props, and that's still an ugly look. To have a sitting head coach do it would have been a whole different thing for them. They have not said, the prosecutors, whether there was a link between the two different sides. That's the Terry Rozier side of it. If you're wondering, he was also arrested. He was on the gambling on game front and the prop bet stuff. He will be arraigned, Chauncey Billups, that is, this morning in Portland at the federal courthouse. He's been accused of money laundering, wire fraud, conspiracy. And essentially what they're saying is that Chauncey Billups, in connection with the mafia, acted as a face card, was what they called it, and he would lure people in to what was rigged poker games and essentially take a cut of it. And so they had technology to read cards, and they had, you know, a survey, you know, a way to decipher, you know, what everybody had and basically make sure the games were rigged. And he would, you know, lure these people into the poker games, in these rigged poker games involving a bunch of former pro athletes. They were the face cards, and then they would win the poker games and essentially steal tens of millions of dollars. I've seen a lot of people comment about the current political climate between the federal government and the city of Portland and wondering if there's a connection there. It should also be added, they said that this investigation was ongoing for years. This wasn't something that just popped up in the last 3 weeks of, like, let's embarrass the city of Portland. I understand the want to connect the two things, but I think this has been going on for a long time. And it is a, this is all going to be based out of Brooklyn. This is a you know, crime family. It's like, yeah, it's a mafia that they're trying to go after. Chauncey Billups just happened to show up at one of these games and be involved in this scheme, and that's how he got swept up into this. It wasn't an investigation that had anything to do originally with him or the Trailblazers. But our heads are spinning. Chauncey Billups allegedly working with the mafia to rig poker games to scam people out of tens of millions of dollars, and he's going to be in a federal courthouse this afternoon.
The New York Times reports the indictment said one unnamed co-conspirator told a co-defendant, Eric Ernest, that the Blazers were tanking ahead of a March 24, 2023 game, and that a certain player would sit out. Ernest then shared that information with Marv's Fairley, who shared it further and bet on it. So the Blazers are involved in the Chauncey side, but also they're involved in a game situation with a game gambling game. So
that's not, that's really bad. Not that this already wasn't bad.
Well, you know, also it's like, yeah, you can kind of tell when teams are tanking, but yeah.
Yeah, not that there was breaking news.
A player being sat out is...
Yeah. And somehow that information getting relayed before a bet was made.
Yeah.
Did that information come from the head coach of the team?
I mean, right now it always says the indictment said one unnamed co-conspirator told a co-defendant that the Blazers were tanking ahead and that a certain player would sit out. So I, you know, how that's relayed, I don't know. I can't pretend to know. I don't want to pretend to know. I kind of want to wait for more of this information to get. I just, an absurd thing to wake up to, an absurd thing to see.
Does this rank in terms of just crazy local sports breaking news stories?
I mean, I said this earlier, and Russ tried to correct me as if I meant, like, all of sports in our entire life. I think locally this is the craziest local sports story we've ever had.
I'm trying to think of anything else that's even come close to it.
I mean, the Jailblazer era didn't have a
I mean,
lot
yeah,
of, like,
but those were like,
moments.
Once they were, we knew that they were a bad bunch of apples, if you will.
Dogfighting and weed.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. I mean, after they piled up, you're almost just like, when's the next one going to drop? And you're like, oh, he handed a player card while smoking weed in a Hummer. Got it. Okay. Like, I think it got to a point where we weren't necessarily surprised by the continuation of the news. Would there be like a Tanya Harding connection since she was a local athlete to hire somebody to whack Nancy Kerrigan in the leg?
That's
does that count as a local story?
Yeah, yes. It does.
Because that was a shocking story. Why? That was a shocker.
Yeah. That's up there. I'm trying to think of other ones. Gary Anderson quitting and not wanting the buyout.
A lot of rocks that didn't get overturned there on that one of just, wait, you don't want us to pay you? Why is that? You know what? Let's not ask any questions.
It's actually pretty funny. There's a picture of Shohei Ohtani. It says, what a convenient time to leave the country. People don't forget.
That would have been the only way that this got any better was that if somehow Shohei Ohtani was connected into this.
Any
and
better.
It'd
be terrible.
Banned from baseball.
Well,
playing the World
Series. I think it's fair to question today a lot, and I know not everybody's going to do the whole show, so we apologize, but it's just like caught us so off guard that this happened. The NCAA coincidentally just okayed college athletes to gamble on pro sports, and if there's anything you want to try to walk back in a moment, it has to feel like that. You know what ESPN did this morning? Thanks to one of our listeners for pointing this out, because we don't get to see everything that happens on TV. during their announcement of this on their Get Up show, they took their ticker bar off.
Because it had lines on it?
Because it was brought to you by ESPN Bet.
Yeah.
Like, they don't take the ticker off. But because it had the gambling sponsorship attached to it, it took it off. And all the jokes have been made that they're going to talk about this on all the NBA podcasts. And like, hey, what's next for the Blazers? You'll find out next. Hey, so-and-so here for FanDuel. And it's there's going to be a weird vibe with that. And I know this isn't necessarily tied to legal sports gambling, but it is a very weird time we're living in. Has to make you think it's a simulation with the amount of gambling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like everything is tied to gambling at this point. And so all of this very weird, but I think Tonya Harding's a very good one. But she's like Portland adjacent. She's not like this is the head coach of our team.
But she didn't happen in Portland if I'm not when they were at the Olympics, right? When that happened. So yeah. She was just Portland adjacent because she grew up here and was training here and all that. So she it was a local athlete like, oh, my God, Tonya Harding from the Lloyd Center.
I mean, she practiced at the ice rink at Clackamas Town Center.
Clackamas' very own.
So
stand up.
We were talking about in the last segment. I want to continue this on the other side, and we can get your thoughts on it too, Swag. Of just where, like, from head coaching angle, we still don't have any word from the Blazers. They're doing their due diligence, I'm sure, and they're all their lawyers are earning their.
You never answered my question.
I want to get to that next of just what they do from here because it is an interesting conundrum. Of it's one game into the season. Also, the guy who is likely to be the interim head coach. Do we need to revisit how things went when he was in Indiana?
I think it's fair to wonder that.
Just ask the question aloud.
Okay, because there's another coach that maybe not quite as known or loud about, but had some similar things with him, and he has completely become a different person. And I'm not saying
that guys can't evolve and change and all that.
Well, yeah, and I'll tell you who that is.
Okay, so I want to get to that coming up next. What should they do with this position, interim guy rest of the year? Do you wait till the new owner takes over to officially hire the guy? Do you clean house with everybody involved, upper management? Just, hey, you know what? Clean slate, let's start over. This is pretty ugly. I don't know where they're going to go.
Is Herbert going to win tonight? I mean, there's so much.
We got Thursday night. Am I going to? I mean, look, I know the timing of it's not great.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I might sprague the line on the game tonight.
Hey, hey, friend here.
Dude, by the way,
friend here.
How phenomenal are our spragging the line sponsors? The fake sponsor is going to be tomorrow. Tomorrow at 9:30 is going to be an all-time memorable spragging the line.
Well, spragging the line, for those that don't know, we make our three picks every week in the NFL, and you can make fun of us at 503-864-6326.
Yep.
In referencing our spring line picks.
Tomorrow's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks, everybody, for being along for this ride.
Well, today's been fun.
Today's been a lot of fun. Whirlwind, one of the quicker shows that I can remember. What did they do next at head coach, the Portland Trail Blazers, as Chauncey Billups arrested by the FBI this morning? We'll start tackling that question a little bit more next, 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, this coverage will continue on 105.1 FM, The Fan, coming up top of the hour with the firm of Harrison Meringue. Again, a reminder that Ben Golliver will be on at 10:45. These are those days, too, where, look, a lot of the stuff that we've done behind the scenes as a station has been awesome and overdue, and we're so thrilled with the new lineup and the FM and all that stuff. These are the days where it's like, how nice is it, one, to have a fourth hour, because we would have been off the air 18 minutes ago. Just like, all right.
Touché.
And then we just go from one live show into another live show, which is just, you know, this is why we are Portland's sports leader. The statement from the NBA being released, quote, "We are in the process of reviewing the federal indictments announced today. Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups are being placed on immediate leave from their teams, and we will continue to cooperate with the relevant authorities. We take these allegations with the utmost seriousness, and the integrity of our game remains our top priority." That is the statement. It should also be noted, too, by the way, I think at the press conference earlier, they said the NBA cooperated with the FBI throughout this.
Well,
and I don't know how
to, yeah.
I don't know how long ago they let the NBA know. I don't know, you know, where it came from. Somebody also bringing up a great point. Shams had the breaking news today, basically right after the arrest happened.
Mm-hmm.
How did he get that news?
How did he announce before anybody in the entire world that Trump had COVID?
Those are just like,
who gave him that?
That's
how do you
get that
news
nugget?
I always want to know is, he was the guy.
Because player trades and contracts and, like, you got agents in the pocket. Like, I get all of that. This is, why? Who's, you got a source of the FBI?
Proceedings in New York. He's in New York. Like,
it's just wild. That was a great point that I hadn't thought about.
This Trump COVID,
I know, the Trump COVID
dude,
one
that's
was
his all-timer.
A number of years ago. So Chauncey Billups, for those wondering, has now been placed on immediate leave from the Blazers by the NBA, not by the organization itself. The NBA has stepped in and said he is on immediate leave.
I'm assuming, right, like, and be careful assuming, the league had to, the team in the league talked, and they were like, we're going to handle this for you.
Yes.
Because
I would imagine
we
so.
Still haven't
to
gotten
be fair,
anything.
No.
I'll have to check and see. Not yet, but.
No statement emails from the Blazers yet.
The NBA, man. They had a great night last night, if you followed at all.
Wemby had a historic performance.
And today is all about.
How about Edge coming Philly? What he looked
unbelievable.
Like. Dude, he was so good last night.
Unbelievable.
Now everybody's going to talk about gambling for the next couple of weeks around the NBA. I got more games today, too. The debut of Inside the NBA on
ESPN.
On ESPN last night.
Yeah.
Wild, wild stuff. We were talking a little bit ago about where you go from here, just from a coaching angle. Like, a lot of people are being adamant about, how is Mike Malone not the first phone call that you're making as an organization? It should also be noted that, again, the pronunciation of it, Nate Bjorkgren is likely going to be the interim coach. That would be our guess.
He's the lead assistant.
He's the lead assistant, yeah. So that's usually how this works. His time in Indiana did not go well. He was at Indiana for 1 year as their head coach,
mm-hmm.
and he was essentially ran out of town after a year. His players hated him. He was known as a red ass. Like, he just was not. He did not come in with a good reputation from a personality standpoint, not from a basketball standpoint, but from a personality standpoint. And so, just to remind people, that was the label on him after his 1 year in Indy, and now he's been in Portland, obviously. I think he came over last year. He came over in 2023, and then from Toronto as an assistant, and has been here for 2 years now. So this will be his third year with the organization. He's likely going to be the guy, and I think it probably makes the most sense to make him the interim coach for the foreseeable future. I find the timing of it very interesting, and I would be very tempted to find out, where is the level of interest from guys who you respect or think might be the right candidate for the job, considering the pieces that you have? And I would have a hard time just naming an interim coach and just saying, okay, that's it, and running out the rest of the season. There's a lot on the line this year in terms of what they're trying to prove and what they're trying to accomplish. There are 81 remaining home games. Maybe this name doesn't do it for anybody, because I don't believe he landed anywhere.
40 remaining home games.
Oh, yeah, 40 remaining home games, 81 remaining overall games of the season. Tom Thibodeau didn't land anywhere, right?
Nope.
That do anything for you?
Well, okay, so but this is what we're doing in the NBA, and I totally understand it, and maybe they go the direction. We're just naming the names we know. Not a single person listening or doing the show knew who Mark Daigneault was before he ran the Thunder.
No.
Would you like him?
Yeah, I'd also like SGA on my team. That would help, too.
Okay, that's fair. He helped develop SGA and that entire nucleus because he was the G League guy who got brought up, and they went through some absolute dog crap to get to where they got to. Seems like a pretty bright dude. I don't know if it's as cut and dry as go get the biggest name that I know of versus what's the collective basketball world think.
Yeah.
And there might be the guy in there that nobody knows and nobody's heard of, and he's assistant on the rise, and they go that direction. I don't know. There's a lot, and we're getting a little ahead of ourselves because I don't think they're going to go that direction this quickly. Let's see what Bjorkman is, right? Like, and here's the other part. We don't know if he's going to become the permanent guy and what he is, but I tend to agree that when you see him, he's the guy off the bench whispering something to Chauncey, and then Chauncey does something, so I assume he's telling Chauncey something, right? He didn't have a great year in Indy. Many people pointed to that when he was brought in as an assistant. There was another coach who's currently coaching a pretty good team in the association that had a similar reputation. Kenny Atkinson was a big red ass who had people skill problems. He left Brooklyn. He became an assistant with Steve Kerr, and he has already cited Steve Kerr as a guy who completely changed his worldview of how to manage personalities, how to be a leader. Like, the guy knows hoop. He knows ball. Mm-hmm. He's evolved as a coach, but it's the personality part. How do you connect to people? How do you learn from past experience? He's a guy that's coaching a pretty good Cavs team that has openly said, I wasn't good at that, and Steve Kerr showed me and taught me. And so you take little things. Bjorkman didn't have a great experience in Indiana. I don't know if he's still that guy. Maybe being in Portland for a couple years has changed that. Say what you want about Chauncey today and him being arrested. Personable guy, player's coach, right? So we don't know the personality types of these guys from year to year. Some of these guys evolve and they learn.
Very fair.
And I understand why we go Thibodeau or why we go Malone. Those are names we know. There's also a ton of coaches none of us know could just as well be perfect for what the roster ends up becoming.
I just don't know that you need if everything within the team organization operation and the assistants, and you've got that rapport and everybody's seemingly pulling in the same direction on the rope, I don't know that you necessarily try to rock the boat and bring some outside person in right now.
I mean, a tough spot to put a guy in.
It's a tough spot to put a guy in. If you get into a Thibodeau or Malone, how much money are they going to command to come into this situation? How much do they want? You still have the pending sale. So
yeah, Dundon's going to have a say in this, right?
So, yeah.
Not going to hire Thibodeau without him knowing.
I know we threw it out jokingly. I'm more serious. I don't know why you would not have a conversation with Dame.
Well, somebody pointed out the CBA actually prohibits players under contract to be player coaches. Now, if that's true, then okay. But that was what somebody had responded to. We joked about the poll question because they're going to make it a coach.
Because the idea of it
makes
sense.
Let all the assistants continue to do everything, but to have Dame out there, the one up, you know, orchestrating
stuff. He's your rallying guy, and doing the press conferences after the game. He's a much better face of the organization than anything.
What did Chauncey say?
Anybody else you could pick.
He joked about this. He's like, he's going to be the highest paid assistant.
Yes, because he's, and what was he doing all last night? Sitting on the bench, standing up, clapping, like telling guys to get after it, applauding good effort.
I will say that, like, when they signed Dame initially, like, I understood the emotional part of that, how big and, like, random that was. But I also had this kind of thought of, like, the full mid-level for a guy not playing. That's a little bit of like, oh, okay.
For one year, you're not even going to see him.
Yeah, I saw the questions, and I thought they were valid on that. Man, today, you are feeling good about that because you need the most stable voices right now possible, and there's been no other Blazer maybe ever in the category of consummate Blazer guy who understands the culture that's been established and continues to be, knows the market, like he just knows everything about the organization, and that, like, it's the one moment you look at and you go, yep, worth it, because you're going to need that guy a crap ton this year on that bench.
And you lean on your vets.
You know, and his leadership will come, I'm sure they will shield the players from press. He's the one player that they'll ask, said, Dame, are you okay to take some questions on this?
He's a guy that you would trust to be
and
able to
do it. And you absolutely trust him. It's him and Cronin, and that's it.
Do they have to have a press conference today, you guys think? Like, you think they will, or do you think they have to?
I don't know if they're required. I don't know. The NBA might cut them some slack today.
Because what are they going to say? All the questions are going to be answered, or it's just we have to wait until the legal process plays out.
And so I agree.
I would be surprised if
you
there ended up being a press conference.
You can either stonewall it with that. The only people, there's two people that I would expect to get in front of a microphone. Joe Cronin and Damian Lillard. Those are the only two.
Not the owner of the team, huh?
Well, he's not the owner yet.
No, I mean he's the current owner of the team.
Burke Holt doesn't do press conferences.
Somebody texting in, God, this is such a perfect encapsulation of the end of the Jody era, ending with scandal, good riddance.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like, look, that's not her fault, but yeah, you know what? Yeah. What the hell? I don't care. It is. Thank God she's on her way out.
Yeah.
Two quick notes on this, and then I want to read some other listener thoughts just on the day and the news that we've gotten.
Sure.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, last year, when Milwaukee brought in Doc Rivers, that was not at the start of the year, and he was not on staff. Am I right on that?
He was a consultant for Adrian Griffin.
Okay, the general manager.
No.
Oh, Griffin's
no,
a coach?
He was the head coach.
He was the head coach.
Okay.
Remember, he got fired.
But he wasn't
like
on the staff,
games.
Wasn't he? Was he on
was
the
a
bench?
Consultant.
Okay.
He was paid to give advice on what he's seeing and observing and passing it to the coach. And then when the coach got fired,
they made him the guy.
And they're like, did you stab him in the back?
Yes. Okay.
And
but he wasn't sitting on the bench as an assistant. He was just a behind the scenes. I thought he was too.
He was doing media. He was doing his podcast with Simmons and consulting Buck stuff.
Because I wanted it. It's weird when you bring in a new coach and the season has already begun. And now that is a little bit different to your point because he was a consultant. Yeah. So that's, you know, there's that angle of it. But I also thought this is an interesting point. One listener saying, I think bringing in a proven head coach, the optics look a lot better right now. And right now the Blazers kind of need that. And so to the point of just where would you want to go? You do have the ability to bring somebody from outside the organization in, and does it help the optics to have somebody who is respected, who's been it, you know, done it before, who doesn't have any sort of questionable things in their past? And I just wonder from a business standpoint
of the pending sale and who's calling the shots and all of those sorts of things, if one of those big names that we've discussed, what it would take for them to commit to it, how much money, how much security. You know, I want a guaranteed, you know, 4 or 5 year deal.
Is Tom Dundon willing to sign off on it?
Yeah, exactly.
So, all right, let's read some thoughts that you guys have. 503-864-6326. We're not going to be able to get to all of them, but I do want to get some listener feedback on this. We'll play some of the sound for you at some point here in the final 30 minutes of the show. Mm. There is a Thursday night football game tonight. Which
are you going to do it? Are you going to do it?
I might do it, yeah. I've already locked in the bet personally. I just haven't decided if I want to spread the line on it yet.
They're just such a weird team.
No doubt about
Both
it.
Both of them are.
And it's Thursday night football. It's really stupid of me. Maybe I'm getting lured in by a face card to gamble on this game tonight. Where is Chauncey when you need him? We'll read some of your thoughts coming back. All right.
Spreading the line. Spreading the line. Spreading the line.
Bum, 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 bum. Dude, I had a whole smorgasbord of college football coach audio I was ready to play. Hugh Freeze is openly begging his athletic director for a vote of confidence in front of the media, and it is the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen. And I wanted to play that audio for you today, but damn it, Chauncey.
I have some fun NFL audio.
Swagalicious.
To play you tomorrow. Some really fun audio. One cut we're all going to relate to the most. And I never used to like this guy. I didn't hate him, but I didn't like him. I might buy a jersey. I like him so much based on what he said.
We had a quarterback admit that he can't see the middle of the field yesterday.
We didn't need him to admit that.
But also 5'10". Saying the quiet part out loud of like...
He also admitted after the game that he's not preparing for games right. He said, I'm disappointed in my ability to prepare for these games.
Every time Tua opens up his mouth, he says something stupider than the last time. We're going to effort to get some audio turned around and play for you in the final segment of the show.
It's lengthy, but it's worth it.
It's lengthy, and it was from the podcast that we talked about earlier in the show.
Yeah.
If you miss it, it's a whirlwind. Essentially, there was a podcast that was done called Only... The podcast is called Only Friends, and Matt Berkey is the host, and he had an episode 2 years ago talking about a rigged poker game.
2021.
2021. Is that when it came out?
The podcast episode came out.
Talking about a rigged poker game, including Chauncey Billups, essentially how everybody incorporated with the game knew that it was rigged and knew that they were stealing everybody's money. So we're going to try and turn that around and play for you coming up here in the final segment, and then we'll send you on your way as this news will continue to evolve, and we'll see what the firm of Harrison Meringue has to say about it. Somebody's saying, fellas, in this country, innocent until proven guilty. Let's also remind ourselves that the FBI is run by Cash Patel. Most of the good agents have been fined or forced out. Let's slow our roll on next coach. He's not going to coach the Blazers again. You can feel however you want about the FBI and the director on this is not a political segment. Like, this is not going to go. The NBA is not going to allow him to be on a sideline. We're hearing from people who know people on the case or FBI agents of like, this is some pretty concrete stuff. If you think this is just a hit from Cash Patel to knock Portland or something, I understand the inclination. I'm tired of the helicopters over my head too. They're flying all over Southeast Portland. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
I grant you that. This investigation has been going on for years. This has been built up. One of these alleged poker games happened in 2019 back in Vegas and also in Los Angeles. So this isn't something new that just got kicked up in the last 6 months. I understand why people feel that way, but that has nothing to do with this. And Chauncey Billups, you never want to put the cart too far in front of the horse. But I feel very confident in saying he will never coach an NBA game again and be associated with the NBA again.
I think if the NBA itself steps in and puts him on administrative leave and not the team, it's gone up a level. And look, nobody is sitting here concluding what a sentence he's going to get or what it's going to be. It's more...
He's not going to prison for life. He'll get out.
The NBA, even before Chauncey, man, that Jonte Porter story last year was ugly for them.
Yes.
And the last thing you want from a league that admittedly had a ref go to prison for fixing playoff games,
yes,
robbed the Sacramento Kings of what should have been their championship, you have to care about this. I mean, everybody cares. They have to care about this a little more right now. They're coming off of the heels of the aspiration Kawhi Leonard. Did you really have an endorsement, or did you just find a way to go around the salary cap and give him $28 extra million? Then you've got Jonte Porter. Now you've got Terry Rozier, and that was around last year, and it's carried over into this year. And now you got a sting operation involving multiple coaches, one of which our head coach. I don't know what the innocence or guilt is going to be. We're not going to that. And I understand, like, even coach stuff, I don't think they're going to go that avenue yet. I have a hard time believing, man, that guy's coaching again in the National Basketball Association.
Yes, when you're associated with something like this.
That's all we're saying.
Yes. P1 Brian chiming in saying the one thing I keep asking and making me shake my head is why? Why, Chauncey? When I drove for UPS once or twice a year, you'd hear of a driver somewhere in the U.S. getting fired for stealing. We make $140,000 a year with all the benefits paid by the union, six-figure annual pensions at retirement. Why would you risk your entire livelihood for something you could buy?
Wait, what?
When we would all wonder $5 million a year for Chance
what
for
can
what?
Brown do for me?
Evidently, good things. You need any more drivers? I'm coming over.
I'll say this: you guys earn it, man. You guys work your arses off.
Dude, they absolutely do. I also am asking the same question. I think a lot of us are. Whenever you have somebody who makes, I mean, his salary yearly is $2 million a year to be the head coach of the Blazers. We looked at it earlier in contracts in the NBA. Now, again, this is not take home; it's taxes and all that.
Sure.
His contract, career earnings was over $100 million as a player.
Well,
for
yeah,
17
no.
years.
But he wouldn't be the first player with that kind of money to lose all that money, and we don't know how his life is.
Worked in broadcasting, got back into coaching. Yep. He's making $2 million a year now. Like, a lot of questions of like, and it gets back to, were you on hard times? Did you fall into some gambling woes yourself? So there's a lot of questions that we're still trying to answer. Let's play this audio. So I'm trying to find, let me pull up the Reddit
stream. No Friends podcast.
I just want to make sure.
Is that what it is? No Friends?
The podcast is called Only Friends.
Only Friends. Thank you.
Not to be confused with OnlyFans. It's Only Friends.
Well, it is a play on the OnlyFans.
Yeah. It kind of is. When Desi said it, and then I had to do a double take of like, wait, did you say only? Okay, Only Friends. Got it. Let me just scroll. We have so many mentions today. This is going to take me a second.
Oh, humble brag by you.
Okay, August 21st, 2023. Okay, I just wanted to confirm. That's when this podcast came out. August 21st, 2023. Matt Berkey is a well-known, high-connected, high-stakes poker player who does this podcast. Mm-hmm. Here is the story he told. This is 2 years ago.
This must have been like 5 years ago, 2019-ish, I think. 4 years ago. Where there was this game. It started in LA and then it came to Vegas for a few days, and it was all built around Chauncey Billups. And I had heard about the game, and the person who told me about it was like, look, I know the game runners. I'm telling you 100% this game is on the up and up. And I was like, well, I know a lot of the people that are involved, and I'm telling you 100% that it is not on the up and up.
Yeah.
And, you know, we kind of went back and forth, and I agreed that, like, I just wasn't going to go play it. But I had some friends who went and played it both in L.A. and in Vegas. And it obviously, like, was for sure confirmed to be cheated. Mm-hmm. Like, people who clearly didn't even understand the rules of No Limit Hold'em are just, like, jamming hundreds of big blinds in with, like, a gutty. And then just drilling it. Yeah. Only the pros are losing. Like,
how is it figured out? Like, just
I can't remember if this was the game where
the loudspeaker.
Yeah,
no,
okay,
that was Pierce.
Oh, okay. Well, it's still. I mean, it's not like Chauncey and Pierce don't know each other. You know, I feel like it's probably the same crowd overlapping there.
Gotcha.
But maybe not.
So that was from 2 years ago, talking about that's a known high stakes poker player saying the chance I was invited to play in this game.
Well,
that
the
was
story
all,
is this the actual thing happened 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, the poker game happened. The podcast came out in 2023. The actual event happened in 2019, and that is I believe this is the game that is and that they have listed as one of the main things that they were investigating when he got tied into this.
When you
was
get,
in 2019, yeah. He got invited to go play in the game and was like no, and he said the entire thing centered around Chauncey Billups. And this is the interesting part that will, I think, be a follow-up for the Blazers organization. This is on a podcast 2 years ago. This event technically took place in 2019 that is being investigated. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many more games he was involved with since then. I don't know if any of them were under his role as the head coach of the Blazers. But, like, this
I know,
is not
those are
this,
things that you're like, hey, you don't
oh
want to
my
drop
God,
that
where did this come from? Like, this is out there. There was a Reddit post from Blazer fans 2 years ago when you just gave him a contract extension as the head coach of your team.
It's a tough look today, man, and you're not blaming them for him making these poor decisions and being involved in this situation, but also, yeah, like, it's tough not to go, you don't just peruse Rip City Reddit once a day to see if there's something random that everybody
no.
misses and somebody caught.
Yeah.
Look, it's pretty awful what they are alleging he did here, and it's not really a shock that when you have high-stakes gamblers, they're called fish here, and the accusation is he would lure him in with his face and a celebrity and get people to gamble. Now, some people didn't know what they were doing. I bet you there's some pretty high-level card players, though, that were invited, and they, as you just heard there, they were picking up of like, this ain't right.
Nope, this smells fishy.
This is not right, and those guys know it. They know it as soon as they can, like, identify it, and yeah. So... Man, I don't know where this is going to go. Just a wild-ass day for us.
Crazy stuff. We'll try and put a bow on it. One last segment for anything else you want to add?
Well, and when I was listening to the FBI press person or whoever, in the indictment, and we'll see it, it has to come out at some point, they said there's a picture of one of the games. I don't know if it was Chauncey at that table or not, but if there's a picture... And they identify right. who the known mafia people are. That's part of the indictment. And they said, feel free to use it in your news post.
He's sitting at a poker table
so
with known mafia
look,
members.
Look like, for some yeah. photos coming out later as yeah. part of the materials that were released to the press as part of the indictment. Yeah.
Good point. Let's try and wrap things up. somebody said, thank goodness it's a beautiful day outside. I actually don't know. Is that joking? Is it a nice day today?
No,
or is
the
it
rain,
pouring down rain?
It's supposed okay. to start raining endlessly tomorrow.
I haven't looked out the window yet, so maybe we get one more day of sunshine before it all goes to hell. But things are going to hell for Chauncey Billups today, and we'll put some final thoughts on it, wrap up the show next, 105.1 FM The Fam.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, just to keep the synergy going, I might have to do something in 5 minutes, but hold on for that. Before we get to that, did you guys know you can't count on much these days, like your NBA coach coaching two games into the season, not getting arrested by the FBI, but you can count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Isn't the Tulsa King on Paramount Plus?
I think Tulsa King was hanging out with Chance at some of these card games.
Let's go!
Maybe the Tulsa King's the one to turn around and rat him out. That's how he got in trouble. You just got a text message that is, as the world turns, there's a new layers, and not that we weren't sure that this couldn't happen, but now there's more implications that are getting tossed around.
Keep your radio dials, your YouTubes, your streams, your AM radios, however you're consuming The Fan today, which thank you for hanging with us. We know we've been on one topic, but it's a crazy topic. We'll see what happens and what trickles out. I got this from someone at the Oregonian. So there is a blurb in the indictment that co-conspirator 8 was an NBA player from approximately 1997 through 2014.
Who could that have been?
And an NBA coach since 2021. Would you guys care to guess who that was? Okay. Now that we've established who co-conspirator 8 is.
Could that have been? Could have been anybody. I don't know. Could have been anybody.
According to the indictment. Now, we know he was bringing people in to gamble tons of money so he could get a chunk of it, right? According to the indictment, co-conspirator 8 told Eric Ernest, who's also involved in this, before the news was publicly announced, several of the Trailblazers' best players, including player 1, an individual whose identity is known to the grand jury, would not be playing in the March 24th game. The information that the Trailblazers would be tanking and not playing player 1 was not available to the public at that time. So he is also potentially involved in the March 24th game that involved the Blazers when the initial announcement of all of this. So it's not just that he
was at a poker game in 2019 and preyed on people to steal their money.
It's that potentially, that's an important word here, he was somebody passing along the information because he was the head coach who would know who's playing and not tanking.
Wild stuff, man. This one's going to go. You remember some shows. A lot of shows blend together. It's a grind day in and day out. You're trying to come up with content, and they just kind of, Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays, you're like, what the hell happened last week? I don't know. What did we talk about yesterday? I couldn't tell you.
I forget what I say half the time. you said at that time I disagree with. Like, what did I say?
What did I say? I don't even remember that. This is one that I'm going to remember for a while. Not often the head coach of your NBA team gets arrested right before you go on the air by the FBI for gambling with the mafia.
It's certainly a first. I'll say this. This show to me, I have two. Now, we've had a lot of fun doing this. We love that everybody's been hanging out with us here in the mornings. We're so appreciative of the fourth hour.
Yes, we are.
And being on the FM dial.
We love you.
There are absolutely now two shows for me. It's going to be this show and the Pac-12 is dead show.
Yeah, when those that finally were, happened. Yeah.
Those and this one, I don't even remember if we did other stuff on the Pac-12 is dead show.
I don't think we did because the conference died. But I remember there was hope throughout the course of the show of like now, you know, remember all the Pac-12 honk reporters?
Tiago Splitter, according to Shams Charania, is the interim head coach.
Tiago Splitter.
Now, what's he most known for to you guys?
So the Blazers have said something then because they clearly told Shams who the interim head coach is going to be.
It's being blocked by LeBron at the rim for me. Or LeBron or Stephen A. just saying his name in a disrespectful manner.
Yeah, there's that for sure, too. Interesting, Tiago. I did not have that on my bingo card today.
Yeah.
Well, as we wrap up today, I would like to announce I've been fished into Thursday Night Football.
By the way, I got follow-up. The person that sent me that information on the co-conspirator said that was the first game Dame and Nurk sat out. So player one.
Pretty big player.
Might have been Litero.
Pretty big player.
We're going for Shaden.
Dude, this is bad. This is ugly.
Oh, this is
I would like to officially, since we talked about illegal gambling the entire show today, this show is brought to you by Spragging the Line. And I'm going to do it.
Oh,
I'm going to do it,
dirty
bitch.
Dog.
I have a competition problem.
I'm rooting for you.
Joe Alt's back tonight. Well, not officially, but I got a hunch he's going to play. I've been fished into being told that he's going to be in the lineup tonight.
From co-conspirator number eight?
From co-conspirator number eight. He sent me a text. I got a text earlier that said Joe Alt will be back at left tackle. Chargers bounce back. Give me the LA Chargers minus 3.5 Thursday Night Football.
The hook is on there.
Spring in the line pick number one off of a 3-0 weekend. Riding the heater into Thursday Night Football, baby.
I think the dogs have outright won straight.
Carson Wentz sucks.
Yeah, he does.
Get out of here, Minnesota. Hey, that'll do it for us, folks. If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com. I would like to thank everybody. It's probably one of the bigger YouTube audiences we've ever had. If you're in there, like the video while you're there. Subscribe to the channel. We do this every day, 6 to 10 a.m. We love you all. Tomorrow, a programming note, Josh Pate will be on at 7 a.m., moved from his normal time today.
Football Friday.
Football Friday. There will be a lot of football and, you know, I'm sure some reaction to whatever the hell else comes out today that we find out about Chauncey
Billups. They play tomorrow.
They play got a game tomorrow. Yeah, I kind of want to go now. I'm kind of interested. Coming up at 10:45, you'll have Ben Golliver on with the firm of Harris Meringue, so stick around. The live coverage of this wild, wild day in Rip City continues next. Thanks for being a part of our Thursday, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm of Harris Meringue is next. You're listening to 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning.
A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.